was just real good stuff. Real good stuff, man. Wow. Mike, you know this song. You know that one.
Love it.
Man, weather report.
That's another toe-tapper right there.
Man, look, you know what's really amazing? We talked about Wayne Shorter and the genius that he brought. That was weather report. And just amazing stuff. It's amazing how these artists put this music together. They come with a central theme, and they add the horns, you know, they add the strings, they add the wind instruments, the drums, the bass. It's just amazing how they come together. It sounded like they were just having a jam session, Mike. You know, and a lot of these.
Well, that's probably how it started. Probably just jamming and go, hey, you know what? This sounds pretty good. We gotta like record this.
You wouldn't be surprised, because that's how it happens in a lot of cases, right? They will come up with one theme. Someone will come up, whether they start with, like the drummer has a little beat, okay, has a little beat going on, then the sax will play, or the trumpet, or whatever it is, right? And the bass, the drums get in, and these cats, I mean, it's just absolute genius, man. It is absolute genius. Weather, Birdman.
There was a song that came out, I want to say about 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago. So it's relatively current. They showed, there's a video on how the artist came up with the whole song, how he developed the beat, and then he sped that beat up and made it a higher pitch, and then he did this, and he took somebody knocking on a door, and he downloaded that and shoved that into the mix. I gotta try to find that for you, but it's fascinating how he created all these different sounds and sped some of them up, slowed some of them down, and of course he's artificially kind of making the music. I mean, it's still a really good song. I got to see if I can find it for you.
It's still genius. It's still genius. Love it. Got one for you from the Mad Mike's pick list. Mad Mike's list here. This is Toto. Hold the line.
But that's like a 70, late 70s, right?
Yep.
I think.
I believe you're right. Oh yeah.
And I think there's kind of a horn, a saxophone solo in this one also.
I love this song.
Love isn't always Why you had to hide away for so long? Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long? Why did we go wrong?
Amazing. Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. And before that, we had Hold the Line by Toto. Hold the Line is, I love that song. Just love it. Love it. Been loving it for a while. Let me ask Mike, this last song we played, Mr. Blue Sky, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that a part of a, from a soundtrack from a movie? Was this part of a soundtrack?
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, they used that one. In fact, let me segue here for just a second. The music that's used in Guardians of the Galaxies 1 and 2, just absolutely incredible music. I know we use those words a lot, but it is incredible.
It is.
And this song in particular was used in Guardians of the Galaxy. I forget which one.
Never,
I don't know if it's 1 or 2.
Right. Never saw the movie, but it just sounded like it could be a soundtrack to a movie. It just sounded like it to me. You know, it's because
you need to find it somewhere, or I'll send it to you. But Guardians of the Galaxy, both 1 and 2, are excellent, excellent movies.
Yeah, and like I said, never saw the movie. But if you look at the different changes in the movie, it seemed like to me it would fit certain scenes in a movie. You know what I mean? They'll speed it up, they'll slow it down, they'll incorporate different instruments. I mean, and you could hear the strings in it as well. So, and like I said, in the one Toto. Hold the line. I love that. So we did that. Play back to back mic picks there, because I'm going to play a little medley for you right now. One of my favorite groups, and we've covered this before, but it's still one of my all time favorite groups. Going back to the '70s. You remember this? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
AWB. Oh my goodness. Mad Mike. Wow. We're coast to coast. And we bring it to you each and every Thursday. Kick back, grab a glass.
I can remember being in my 20s and going to the dance clubs for this.
Oh, man. I had the album. And this.
Face to face, face to face. I wonder why. one-to-one, just you and me. Thank you.
Average White Band. Hey, these cats were anything but average. I love this group. And you know, they, hey Mike, you probably know, well, they were born, they're originally in Dundee, Scotland.
John, where my mom was born.
In Dundee? Oh, in Scotland.
Yeah,
I know.
My mom was, she was born in Dundee and she was raised in Edinburgh.
Wow, I didn't know that. I know
in World War II, she served with Her Majesty's Royal Service and actually fought with an artillery group.
Amazing. I knew your mom was born in Scotland, but I didn't know Dundee. And they, hey, these cats were from your mom's hometown, man. Genres, blue-eyed soul, funk, pop, rock, and soul. And these cats have been sampled by, sampled by the Beastie Boys, Public Enemy, TLC, The Beatnuts. I don't know anything about The Beatnuts. You know anything about them?
Yeah. Old group.
Too Short, Ice Cube, Eric B, Ramkin, Nas, a Tribe Called Quest, and Christina Milian, and Arrested Development. These guys, they were formed early 1972 in London by Alan Gorey and, Malcolm Molly Duncan, Owen Oney McIntyre, that must be his nickname. Michael Rosen, Roger Ball, and Robbie McIntosh joining them. The original lineup was Hamish Stewart, quickly replaced Rosen, and Duncan and Ball, affectionately known as the Dundee Horns. The Dundee Horns.
There you go. Gives it all away right there.
Amazing, amazing stuff. I'm not sure whether they're still active or not. I bet they are. Oh no, they are.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. Years active, 1972 to present. Yep, absolutely. You can find them on Atlantic, RCA, MCA, Rhino, and Arista. Oh boy, what a great show, what a great time. Having fun. My main man, Mike and I, we come to you each and every Thursday, 8:15 p.m. on the East Coast, 5:15 on the West, and 7:15 Central. Hey, speaking of which, Mike, you've got a heavy weekend here on The Buzz. I think you have two appearances.
Yeah.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Yep, you with the teens on Teens Talk Truth radio show. That ought to be a lot of fun.
I haven't done that show before. I'm very much looking forward to that. Anne, who's on the Boomerang show, she's incredible and happy to be part of it and gave me an excellent topic. So we're going to be doing, cyber.
Yep. That's right.
Education.
Yep.
So we're going to cover, let me look at my notes here real quick. Yeah. We're going to cover like cyber bullying and invasion of privacy, identity theft, offensive images, gaslighting, geotagging. What screen name to use, normalizing risky behavior. Remember everybody was eating Tide Pods?
Yep.
Depression, frustration, addiction to social media, stalking and self-esteem issues. So we're going to cover hopefully all of that on, Saturday. And I believe that starts 11 o'clock West Coast. 12 o'clock Central and 1 o'clock Eastern. Have I got it right?
It's 1 o'clock Eastern. Yep. 1 o'clock Eastern and 11 o'clock your time. You're exactly right. Yeah, that's 3 hours, isn't it? 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I finish that, I got to hustle my tail. And I'm karaoke in a club that night also.
Oh, wow.
So that's a busy Saturday for me. And then I got to do back-to-back with that strange guy on the Boomerang.
That's right.
That guy that's on the Boomerang.
Oh, you told me that crazy guy, WB. Yeah. Oh man.
We're doing, artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know whether I was sharing it with you or, CC was on with me last Sunday. Last Sunday, CC was on with me and we were talking about that. Artificial intelligence. I don't know you and I talk about it or not, but to me, it's very, very weird. I can see where it can be a benefit and also can see where it can cause a lot of harm within the wrong hands. you know, like so much music. Yep. I mean, not only music, but other things that we listen to. And they were talking, it was a personality, a radio host. He interacted with this artificial intelligence creature, and the device told him that he needed to leave his wife. So it's crazy.
Well, if you remember the movie when we were younger, William, 2001 Space Odyssey.
I do.
Where Hal was the computer and uh-huh. Dave was the astronaut.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Dave. Don't unplug me. You know, I can still remember the movie pretty well. Where Hal, the computer, started like taking over and running everything and doing its own thing instead of doing what it was told to do.
You know, I wonder if that was
sort of like being married.
Yeah.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
No, he's not. Follow instructions. Follow instructions. Hey, you know what? I tell you what. How is that? Life imitating art, so to speak. I think, you know, because a lot that we see in the movies, then we saw, just like someone was talking about, how little do people know that the Jetsons, that cartoon, the Jetsons, things that they were doing in those cartoons, they have come to fruition now. It's absolutely
pretty close.
Pretty close. Except
pretty
we,
close.
We just don't have our own personal spaceships, do we? Oh, yeah.
We don't have that. We don't have the in-home robot yet.
Yet. Well, there are robots that you can buy now. I don't know how much they will do for you, but yeah, you can purchase robots now. It's amazing. Wow. We'll get into all of that Sunday, folks. If you want to check it out, same way you're listening right now, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or you can go directly. The best audio is going directly to the station itself. You can download one of our free apps. If you have Apple, just download studio.w. Go to your Apple App Store. Android, just go to Studio W, available on Alexa. Or you can listen to it on the website, studiowbuzz.com. If you have friends that's out of the country, just tell them to Google studiow.buzz. So they can be in the UK, they can be anywhere. Australia, let's say pick one. Anywhere you want to go, we are right there. Jamaica, Costa Rica.
Speaking of that, have you looked to see who's listening in with us tonight?
Oh, yes, I do. I do know. Seven Up is listening. Beverly Haynes is listening. I believe.
Beverly, yeah.
Yeah, she's always there. Let's see. I believe that Kim Rogers is there as well, as long with Deborah Howard. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening in. And Glenn Thomas. Oh, I'll talk to you off air. He's one of these smart alecks, but anyway, he loves the show. He claims he doesn't, but he loves it. That's why he's listening. He'll call me and say, I'm not listening. I said, okay. Very good. All right, Mike. We gotta,
I like him.
I'm sure you would. Hey, got a couple from your list, right? Coming up, Mike. Mad Mike and Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast.
Nice.
my life. Don't leave me here with these tears. Come and kiss this pain away. I can't forget the day you left. Time is so unkind. And life is so cruel without you here beside me.
celebrate. There's a party going on right here, a dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Celebrate. It's all right. Hey-ho! Hey-ho!
Van McCoy, Oh the Hustle. Hey, that was an extremely popular song back in the 70s. In the 70s, Mike. As a matter of fact, I think it came out in 1975, and it reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Soul Singles, and also peaked at number one on the Canadian RPM charts and number nine on the Australian Singles and number three in the U.K. Let's see, it would eventually sell over 1 million copies. The song won Grammy Awards for the Best Pop Instrumental Performance by the early 1978 performances, early in 76, and songs recorded in 75. Van McCoy, and he was with the Soul City Orchestra, I believe. Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony Orchestra. Absolutely great stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, one of the big, big disco sounds.
Absolutely. You know, I knew it was big, and I didn't know exactly how many copies that it sold, but it sold over 1 million. Over 1 million. Great stuff. My goodness.
Yeah, I just sent you a private message there, William.
Okay, I'll check it out.
This is a song that I was alluding to earlier where this guy tells you how he makes the whole song.
Uh-huh.
And I know you don't want to put that up, but if you, somewhere along the way tonight before we end up, maybe a showstopper or something.
Maybe
I could.
Play
the song. And then during the week, I'm going to send you the video about how they made the song and how unusual it was.
Okay. Love to do it. Love to see it. Love to see it. Okay.
Got some. Or we can save it for next week. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's see. We've got something for you. Oh my goodness. The Staple Singers. Oh, let's do it again.
And again. Yeah.
Sweet breeze in the summertime, feeling your sweet face. Do it.
The Staple Singers.